Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the Work for Life show, and I'm Bill Leader. And I want to thank you for taking time to listen in today. It is Thursday, May 7th, 2015. It is now 5:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The show comes to you from Texas. The title of my show today, How's Help for Businesses to Start Today. I'm doing a series. It's a 90-day series that I'm working on. I'm helping people who want to start their own businesses. I'm also helping people who want to work. I call it 9-to-5ers. And I'm also helping people who are interested in getting training. These are things that I do well, and I want to share my expertise with others because my goal is to see everybody who want a job get a job, everybody who wants to start a business, start a business, or everybody who's interested in training and updating their skills, you'll be able to do that too. I know what needs to be done, and I can save you a lot of time. You can find out through trial and error, or you can find out by listening to shows right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. My archive files covers everything, and you put them in alphabetical order, and you can find what you need. I'm willing to help you. By you contacting me, you can contact me on Twitter at WorkForLife, B-E-A, or you can email me, WFL@WorkForLife.net. And today I'm talking about house helper businesses that you can start today. And what I mean by house helper businesses is that these are things you can do from your home to help people in their homes. And one thing for sure, we have a lot of people, the baby boom generation, they are retiring about 10,000 a day. And there are a lot of services that they'll be needing. They'll be needing services for themselves, for their children, for their grandchildren, for their parents. And you can provide services to all these generations, right from your home. That's what I'm talking to you about today, making money. Now, if you're already employed, maybe you choose to supplement your income. These two are things that you can do to supplement your income. Or if you really prefer working, but you haven't been able to find work, then you can do these things until you find the job that you want. Now, let's get started. The main thing about house helper services is that you need to learn to network. And when I say learn to network, what I'm saying is a lot of people really and truly does not involve themselves in getting to know other people. They already have their circles formed, and that's the way it is. Well, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you need to practice making new contacts. And the way you do that is through networking. Networking is an opportunity for you to establish relationships. And with everyone you meet or everyone you already know, you want to be able to sell your business to that person. So you got to take an interest in others. Because when people feel good about you, they're going to become a possible customer. And you want customers in your business. And your customers can be friends, families, friends and families of friends and families, strangers, it does not matter. You want customers. Repeat customers, first-time customers, customers who told other people and referred friends and people. This is how you are going to make money. Now, as you start your business, you can start. This is why I'm talking to you today about businesses you can start right away with no money. very little money. I suggest also that you listen to my shows that I've had from March and May, because I really covered a lot of good material for you during the March, April, and May. Now, I suggest that you have business cards. You do not have to go out and buy business cards if you choose not to. You can purchase business cards and have them at your door in 10 days or less, and a lot of times it won't cost you but $10 on some type of special. But you can also just print up the business cards yourself if you got access to a computer. You go into Word, they have business cards there, just print them out, and you don't have to have any special paper, just use the regular paper, cut it with scissors, and that's what you use for your business. So you need to have a business card. You need to have a uniform based on what that is. That could be jeans and T-shirt. That could be a black pants, a black skirt with a white blouse, black shoes, tennis shoes, jeans, whatever. Choose based on what you're going to be doing. You need to have flyers made and pass out flyers so that you can bring in customers. You need to have a phone number so customers can contact you. And you need to advertise. You can advertise in community papers, catalogs. There are a lot of different ways to advertise. Find a way to advertise. Contact radio stations and ask about advertising there, the cheapest thing that they got going. Don't be shy. You're in business, and you make sure everyone knows that you're a business owner, and you're asking questions not as someone getting ready to start a business, but as a business owner. So I'm going to share with you this list of places, businesses that you can start with little or no income. Now, the area that you live in is a factor as to the business that you might would choose to do, and as to the most money you might be able to make doing it. That's going to also be dictated by the area where you live. When you decide what you want to do, keep in mind that when you start a business, you don't have to tell everyone this is your very first shot at operating your own business. You don't have to share that with nobody. You're in business, and that's all they need to know. And another thing that's very important is that you don't have to tell your customer that you own the business. Keep it to yourself. I've found from experience of helping people that it's best to be a supervisor, a technician, or an assistant, anything other than the owner, because it gives you a little leeway. Because if you're the owner, you're expected to make decisions right on the spot. But if you're a supervisor or an assistant or whatever, then you get to not have to make on-the-spot decisions about maybe changing the schedule of work or your prices or that type of thing. So don't be the owner. You don't have to be the owner to make money. Okay? House helper businesses is businesses that you do with other businesses or with homeowners. And you're going to make money working from home. You're going to want to match your skills with your interests. You have skills, but that doesn't mean that that's a skill you want to use to make money. So make sure that your interests and your skills match up. Make sure that you advertise to get customers. Make sure that you ask customers to refer you to other people. And be sure that you tell everyone to tell others about you. Those things are important. So how about you maybe becoming a driver, operating a driver service? You can do that. You got a pretty decent car. Doesn't have to be that decent either. If a person needs a driver, as long as it's not going to stop on the road and you have some insurance, that's to your advantage. You can drive people places, either shopping or on trips around the city or sightseeing or long-distance trips, like someone have a trip and it's a 2 or 3 hour trip, and you can run it in the day and you can get paid based on how far you're going. You can make your driving services more like taxi services. You can contact people to advertise places like a business office where people work in office. You might be able to take people back and forth to work based on where you live, based on what the transportation looks like in the city where you live. You just advertise the type of driving service that you are running and have insurance on your vehicle and keep your vehicle nice and clean and smelling fresh. Keep your trunk empty so that if you have to carry something, you can. That's all you need to do. Advertise a reliable vehicle, pass out flyers. And if you're not advertising and passing out flyers, I take that as two different things. You can pass out flyers no matter what. You might not be able to advertise until you make some money, but you don't have to have money to make a flyer and run a copy at a nickel a piece. And you start with, if you can't make but 20 copies, you make 20 copies and you hand them out and wait for the calls to come in. So a driver service is something you can do. Sound interesting to you? Try it. If you have a fairly new car, that will increase what you can charge. If you have a black car, you maybe can contact funeral homes in your area and let them know that you have a black car and that you are available to transport people if they need an extra car. There are a lot of different things you can do. Just be creative. As a driver, you will think of things to make money. How about selling on eBay? All you got to do is sign up, see what their rules and regulations are. Some of that stuff that you bought over the years when you were working, start pulling it out and selling it. eBay has a list of things people are looking to buy. You can go online and find things people are looking for, and if you have any of those things, or in the newspaper, things people are looking to buy, if you got some of those things, advertise them for sale. Simple. Sale on eBay. You can make money doing it. People are making money doing it every day. How about junk removal? You got a truck? Remove junk for people. You can do it. If you don't have a truck, remove junk for people, but just rent a truck. Once you get the job, rent a truck. Let them pay for the truck rental, and you charge so much for the gas, and you get so much for yourself. It's really simple. You can be a junk remover. Find out what it costs to dump in your city and charge that fee. Or you can deliver furniture for people to other places, maybe to their storage. Maybe they're cleaning a room, cleaning a garage. Ties, what it is you do on your flyers, when you get the money, advertise in newspapers, have a phone number where they can contact you, wear a uniform, and have a business card. And you can make money right away. I mean, like, you can start advertising tomorrow and see yourself starting to make money. Why not? Okay, how about installing computers? You know how to do it? You feel at home with computers? You're in your climate when you got a computer, your comfort zone? Then install computers. Teach people how to navigate the internet. Do troubleshooting. All of these are different things that you can do to help people with computers, especially to help seniors. There are a lot of seniors who would love to learn to use a computer better. They can purchase it. They need to know how to use it. Advertise to the seniors. Send flyers to senior citizen homes, to apartments where the residents there are older citizens. Make good money doing that. Again, you need to have a phone. I would suggest you do a website. If you're going to do computers, you can get a free web page and set it up. That's all you got to do. You can make money. I promise you, you will make money. It's not a business I'm talking to you about that I haven't helped somebody already operate these types of businesses. I can promise you they make money. And it's based on what you want to charge, what exactly you want to do. How about a gift basket business? You can make gift baskets year-round or just for holidays, whichever way you choose. You can charge whatever types of prices you choose. You can make small gift baskets and charge minimum amounts, or you can make humongous gift baskets and charge humongous money. People use gift baskets in businesses, hotels, schools. These are places that you can contact. Do your flyers, get a phone, get your business card, make gift baskets. Go to places, let them see your gift basket. In the communities where you live, ask about leaving a gift basket there for their customers to see with your card there. And that's their gift basket. You give them the gift basket, make them one based on the type of business that they're in, and just ask them to let you sit it there for the next 30 days, and then it's theirs. They get the gift basket, you get the calls from your business cards that's right there. A gift basket service. Sound pretty good? How about a business supply service? If you got pretty good credit, you can set up a business supply. Now, exactly how this works, a lot of times small businesses don't have the monies to buy products, service, supplies that they need. You can order those business supplies for them, and they pay you for it. You can buy them in bulk, and they can come and buy them from you. They can buy them from you on time, or they can buy. You can deliver them to their door. There's a lot of ways to do it. You be creative enough to figure out how to make it work. You pay for it, but you add services, and they pay for your services, and they pay for the product. Really simple. You can make money operating a business supply service, and you do deliveries right then and there, and they pay for it. They're out of supplies. You take them the supplies, they pay the cost of the supplies, and you might charge, based on how close they are, you might charge the cost of supplies and $10, or you might charge the cost of supplies and $20. It's just based on how far you got to travel and in what type of traffic you're going to be in and how bad they need it. Okay? Does that sound good? Okay, how about handyman services? You good with that? Why not do it? Repair things for people. Do special projects in people's homes for them. There are a lot of elderly people who cannot dust their fans. You can dust fans and dust on top of furniture and take down curtains and things of that nature for them and take them to the washer chair and bring them back. They might wash them, but you just provide your service where you're going to get paid, say, by the hour, and maybe you get paid, say, $35 an hour, and you do an hour minimum or 2 hours minimum, and in that time, you take down curtains, and they wash them, and they put them back, you put them back up, and that type of thing. You change all the light bulbs in the house for them so that those bulbs don't go out at an inopportune time, and there's nobody around to climb up and change the bulbs for them. Handyman services, things that people need done. You just be an extra pair of hands. You never know what a person might need you to do. So with handyman services, you can do things like that. All your services can be outside service or carpentry type services. It's just based on the skills that you have. You can, as a handyman, I'll just say a handy service because ladies can do a lot of these things too. You can wash a person's car right there at their home for them, clean the inside of their car for them, especially older people. I know if it was somebody in my community that was doing that, I would pay for those services, but it's not in my community. But I did help someone start a service like this in their own community. So how about a handyman service? How about baking cookies and selling cookies to people? Make them, package them, sell them. People will buy cookies. Just become the cookie man or the cookie lady or the cookie teenager or the cookie kid. Ooh, I like cookie kid. Bake them, sell them. Make some money. How about a consignment shop? You got a lot of things to say that you can sell? Sell them. Other people in your community might have things they can sell. Maybe they don't live in your community. Maybe it's people you know. They can bring them to you. You can price them and sell them. You get so much, they get so much. Consignment. Label them so you know whose stuff it is. That's a good business. And it can turn over quite a bit of money. How about if you decide that you're going to do a T-shirt shop, T-shirt business? You can do that. Now, you don't have the equipment, right? You got to iron, iron-ons. Mm-hmm. You sure can. You can iron on emblems for people. You charge them for the T-shirt and the work that you do. You can do one. You can do a dozen. You can do 10 dozen, just based on how well you like doing that. That's not something I can do or would want to do. But if that's in your area of skills and interests, go for it. Be creative. You can make money. If you're going to be really fancy with it, if you got a computer, there are emblems that you can purchase that you can run through computers. You can design them yourself. There's a lot of different ways to operate a T-shirt business. Everything that you do, make sure that you make it attractive. If you're going to be dealing directly with a customer, say, at your home in any kind of way, make the place where you meet your customers attractive, even if it's in the yard. Do some grooming and get some music and some color. You know, make it entertaining where they're glad to spend their money there with you. That's the way you make money. You make money by pleasing people's eyes, giving them something for the eyes to see, giving them something, if you do flowers or cookies, the smell, the aroma. These are the ways that you make money. Think about your customer. Think about yourself and how you would like to be treated, and you treat them that way. How about being a clerk? You ever thought about that? You can be a clerk. If you don't have office skills, but you're good with people and got a nice smile, how about a receptionist? Advertise yourself as a temporary, and that's what you do, receptionist work. And dress the part based on where you want to work. And send out curio by mail, flyers to businesses, telling them what you do. If they need you, let you know this is how they can contact you and be available to do the work, charge a nice fee. Or if you have skills like data entry skills, then hire yourself out as a data entry clerk. And that's what you do. Go in and do it and make money. Decide how much you want an hour for the work that you do. Simple as that. And you can make money. You can work for yourself, my clerks. You can sign up with temp agencies. And a lot of these businesses I just mentioned to you, there are temp agencies where you can sign up and provide these services along with you working on your own. I'm just encouraging people to start their own businesses, to invest in themselves. That's what I'm doing. How about moving furniture for people from house to house? Or just because a person got something they need to pick up because they're making a purchase from a store, and they don't want to wait for the delivery, you can move furniture for people. And you can charge them, and they will pay dearly. They will pay you nicely to move furniture. And if you don't have the truck, you can rent a truck for that. And when you rent that truck, like U-Haul, $19.95 a day all over America, you can charge so much an hour, and they pay for the truck. They know what the cost of the truck is. You can put it all in one and just charge them so much an hour. They get the driver, and based on what has to be moved, you might bring an extra person, so they pay for that extra person. You advertise on flyers. You get your business cards. You need a phone so that they can contact you. And always, always invest in some type of uniform. And we're almost out of time, so last but not least, I suggest if you like to cook, why don't you maybe sell breakfast somewhere? Based on your community, you can do it in your community. Set it up right in your garage maybe. Fix it up nicely. Have the coffee pot there and some burners where you do an omelet right quick with coffee and orange juice or whatever else, and people in the community can just pass by and get a breakfast for $2.99. Get your 10 people come through there, you made $30 right quick. More people come through, more money you make. Or take the service to a community, to a store in your community. Talk to the owner of the store about you setting up shop there and selling breakfast there so many days a week. You'd be surprised what people will allow you to do. You might have to get something from the health department. That's fine. That won't cost that much. Not difficult. And go in and do breakfast for people. You start selling breakfast in communities, and people find out you're there because you advertise in flyers, and they'll start coming by just to get breakfast on their way. And you'll get regulars, and they'll come through, and they'll spend that same amount every day. Yep, these are what I call house helper businesses, where you can help people in their houses or help people in their businesses to do better, to make more money or to use their time another way because they don't want to use all their time doing one thing or the other. So you can do things for people, and you can get paid for doing those things. What you think about it? I know that these things work. As I said, these are things that I've done, worked with other people to do, and they work. And it doesn't take much money to do it the very first time. And as you make money, you can do more as you go. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in today to the Work for Life show. I'm Bill Eater, and this show is my house helper businesses you can start today. Try it. Drop me an email or a message right here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife. Have a good day.